Sabres fans, get ready for passion, perspective, and your chance to react.
It's time for the longest-running postgame show in Milwaukee.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Now is a great time to order your 2017-2018 season tickets and take all summer to pay. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com for more info.
Now, two baseball guys who tell it like it is. Your fan hosts, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Tim Allen.
And Rami Makhlouf. And it is a final from Miller Park. Game one goes to the Brewers. Interleague play over the Orioles. 8-1 the final. And welcome, everybody. It is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Tim Allen, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Rami Makhlouf. Rami, I'm going to be reinforcement Rami today.
There we go.
Yep.
There we go.
Because this guy over here wants to sign Corey Maggette's of the world.
Did not. Never did.
I need a little backup.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, you can tell him he's wrong on me wanting Maggette or Drew Gooden or the rest of them.
See how the names, just when you get good, you get better named players.
Well, good. Then find me one that's better than this one.
Well.
One that doesn't have multiple knee injuries.
Well,
by all means, go find me that guy.
You already have one in Jabari. We'll get to more on that in just a bit. We're celebrating as the beat goes on for the Milwaukee Brewers 2017 special season. With an 8-1 victory over the Orioles, it was Brent Suter Day at Miller Park today. And he goes six innings, allows one unearned run on four hits while walking one and striking out eight batters. Did he earn his next start?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Michael Blazek, two scoreless innings in relief, just on one hit. Jared Hughes in the middle there. That's your pitching today in a Brewers win. With the win, they're 45-40. As the beat goes on, 2.5 games over second-place Chicago, and at the moment, 4 games over the third-place St. Louis Cardinals. They play tonight with that half game pending. They go to 4.5 over the St. Louis Cardinals. One little blemish here, and it's funny how you target today to talk about Travis Shaw and what happens. Yeah, he gets hit by a pitch. That's the only blemish, really, in today's game. We'll get to that in just a second here. We'll get to more Bucks versus Brewers. The bigger story, Derrick Rose conversation or the Brewers? You say I'm going to be angry with the results on this?
You're going to hate the – I don't know why you're even doing this to yourself.
Rami,
what's the question again? I want to make sure I got it right.
Well
– what's the bigger story?
First place Brewers with another victory.
Today?
Or the D. Rose conversation.
The bigger story overall is that the Brewers are in first place.
There you go.
Today,
we might as well not even throw it out there.
The story with more buzz today is Derrick Rose meeting with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, we'll see.
According to Andrew, the question for
Twitter is, what's the bigger story, Rose or first place Brewers?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Check. All right. Let's recap this. If you happen to be at work,
we always start the show with whatever is the hot topic of the day for Milwaukee sports fans.
Right.
If there was no Brewers game at all today,
right,
we would have started the show with Bucks talk and Derrick Rose.
Well, and we ended the morning show this morning. I was in for Bart with the Derrick Rose stuff.
Right, because it broke during your show.
Right, yeah. During the show. So you had to do that. But, I mean, once the Brewers play, then it's just on Derrick Rose. But I'm just curious. We'll throw it out there. Why do the Bucks constantly rain on my parade?
Well, it's better than Brett Favre, used to.
Him, too. It started with him.
Mm-hmm.
It started with him in the middle 2000s, and then it morphed into the Milwaukee Bucks on a big Brewers win, and all of a sudden it'd be something about Brandon Jennings.
Yep.
He scores 50 million points in a game when the Brewers get a huge victory. All right, let's check out this one. If you happen to be at work, I apologize. A lot of people using today as a holiday as well, but we're not. We're here, and the Brewers did go to work. And also impressive at Miller Park, guys, 36,000 plus today. It's a little more like it. We talked about attendance this morning as well. First inning, how about this? The Brewers bat around. The first inning magic continues for the crew here in 2017. Four hits in the inning. They had a walk. They had another walk. They had just a good inning. Just absolutely great inning. After a lineout by VR, by the way, VR started over Sogard today again. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's something worth mentioning. Santana, a base hit. Ryan Braun with a walk, and it brought up the Brewers' MVP, Travis Shaw.
You want that highlight right now? He's third of that category. That's a base hit.
Down into the corner it goes. Santana will score easily. Braun on his way to third. And the Brewers strike in the first inning once again. Travis Shaw, RBI number 60.
Is he new?
Oh, he's new every time he comes in here, dude.
Can you talk to him?
I was screwing with you.
Can you talk?
That was intentional.
Your mic wasn't even on when you replied to him.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, now he's in his...
What? Was that a mistake, too?
My bad. So, Brewers are up one zip. A walk to Aguilar loads the bases. And how about a big day for Manny Pena?
And yeah, now he's in his Independence Day uniform. And he lines one to left. A base hit. Braun will score. Everybody up a base. And the line keeps moving. 2-0 Milwaukee.
Yep, a 3-1 pitch. Fastball down the middle. And Pena.
Two zip. Right there after midway through the lineup, and they keep the line moving. With runners aboard, Keon Broxton avoids the double play but knocks in a run.
2-2 the count.
And Broxton rolls one to short. Tejada to second, Scope to first. Broxton beats it out. Another run is in.
There you go. Put it in play. Use your speed and drive in a run.
Give him an RBI on a fielder's choice. It is 3-0 Milwaukee.
How about... 4-0 with Orlando Arcia, 2-out knock.
Concentrating on right field. That inside-out strike, and that's exactly what he does. A base hit's going to drive in Aguilar. And the Brewers are up 4-0 in the first inning. And Arcia keeps riding this incredible wave of offense.
Four hits, four runs in the first inning. Brewers up 4-0, and they tack on. How about this? In the bottom of the second, they add three more. As Jesus Aguilar had a sac fly, and then we'll get right to Manny Pena here. After this, he'll be 2-for-2 with a single, double, and three RBIs.
For a ground rule double, and Manny Pineapple delivers 2 for the Brew Crew. 7-0 Brewers.
Yeah.
7. Three RBIs on the day for Manny Pena. Gave that one a ride.
Wow, and then the third inning, Brent Suter gives up his lone run. That was unearned, but in the bottom half, the Brewers get it back with a crazy play. Orlando Arcia on first base and Brent Suter with a bat in his hand.
I don't know if I have that highlight.
Ooh, the crazy one?
Yeah, I don't think I have that.
Okay, well, it was a slug bunt.
The ball's two strikes. Brewers lead it 7-1.
Oh, Suter, Mike Clemens had it.
Up there for bunting practice. Oh, no, he pulls it back again. Little tapper, going to be a tough play. Tejada gloves, no chance. On his way to third goes Arcia, and he overslides the base. Might as well. He's on his way home. He's in a rundown, and he's out of goal. Oh, he scores. Are you kidding? What a play by Arcia.
Wow.
Wow, he's right.
Unbelievable.
Eighth run scoring that way, and the Brewers go on for the 8-1 victory.
I saw somebody
This was painful. That might have been the worst painful recap that I've had.
Why? What happened?
Runner at third.
Oh, whoops.
Jeez. All right. Now, the lone blemish, if we can get this one right, this is pretty prevalent of our conversation today. As Travis Shaw was removed from the game because he was hit by a pitch.
3-2 to Shaw. Ouch. Drilled him. Right in the hands. It was a quick ask by home plate umpire Gary Sheedstrom if he swung, which he did not. So the swing was a check swing, and now Shaw has taken one in the hand or the elbow, and athletic trainer Dan Wright is quickly out there with Craig Counsell. Not good.
Could very well be a short-lived off day for Hernan Perez.
Yeah, that is difficult. Did you hear it hit him?
Yes. I thought it went off the knob of the bat when I first heard that highlight because
yeah.
It was so loud.
Well, they take him out of the game. He stays in the game, precautionary measures, then removed. He did stay in to run just in case this thing got tight and the bench got a little bit thin. But then they remove him, and not good precautionary measures, waiting on word from the clubhouse. You feel okay about this? This can't happen, right?
Why?
It just can't. First of all, it was a 3-2 pitch from knucklehead there. Runners at second and third and first base wide open to the Brewers' best hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying.
What are you saying? You're saying that it maybe didn't slip?
Well, I know he wanted to come inside and maybe Shaw could get himself out, but...
What did I say in the parking lot when you told me that?
What?
I was in the parking lot, getting myself out of the car and everything, and Tim's on the radio over here by the side door, and I'm getting ready to come into the radio station. Tim goes, oh, Shaw just got hit. Remember? You remember what I said?
Right.
And I said, well, it's about time he's been giving up hits for 2 innings. That's what I said.
You did.
That's exactly what I said.
You did.
He knew he was about done for the day, and he was frustrated.
Yeah, and maybe with first base open like that. On top of that, I didn't like that at all. But nonetheless, we're hoping for good news from Travis Shaw, because here's a guy I wanted the Brewers to sign long term. Are we about long term signing territory for this Brewers baseball team, or no?
No,
we're not. Are we ready to sign anybody long term?
No.
Just to keep the one guy, the key guy, or a key couple of guys intact here so you don't have to overpay them or they run away for free agency?
No.
Maybe Arcia.
Not Travis Shaw?
No.
Can I throw this out there? I would sign him.
I don't think you have to.
We've got a lot of people responding to your other questions.
Well, I know that.
They're all fired up.
Okay. 799-1250.
Go ahead. Throw the Travis Shaw. You brought this up the other night. I said, let's save it for the big show. Yeah, I thought Gary was going
to
be here. But.
Well, yeah, I want to sign Travis Shaw to a 5-year deal as we speak at $10 million a year. $50 million for Travis Shaw. First of all, would he take it?
I don't know. I'd have to look at other third base deals compared to him. Let me look that up here in the break.
But with these kind of numbers, that type of player, I feel very confident that he is a long-time Milwaukee Brewer. I do. I would go even more than $10 million a year. I would even escalate that with some incentives. I would go more than that. Rami, you're used to Anthony Rizzo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guy's not a superstar. Definitely a star, right?
I mean, he was, runner-up and MVP last year.
Okay. And you will get that pop-up year. But over the longevity of him, he's just been good, flat-out good, right? Steady, doesn't ever tail off, really. Once in a while, pop up and have a great year.
I expect him for the next 2 to 3 years to be a top three, top five first baseman in the National League.
And that's what I would expect out of Travis Shaw once he gets another year or two under his belt.
Travis Shaw, $10 million, would have him tied for 13th in baseball at third base with Matt Carpenter.
Yeah,
Kyle Seager's at $11 million. Manny Machado $11.5 million.
And these numbers aren't worth those.
Martin Prado $11.5 million. Now just below him would be Moustakas. Where is it? Moustakas $8.7 million. Yunel Escobar for the Angels $7 million. Luis Valbuena for the Angels $6.5 million.
Yep.
David Freese $6.25 million.
Yep.
Steven Pierce $6.25 million. Anthony Rendon was going to get a huge deal at some point.
Yeah,
$5.8 million.
Yep. So $10 million a year, 5 years. Might even think about 6 years for Travis Shaw. That's how much I like this guy. That's how much he fits into Brewers baseball.
I don't know if he'd sign that.
And I'll tell you another reason why. Third base is not his primary position. He actually is a first baseman. So you've got flexibility there depending on which prospects hit down the line. You can keep him at third or you can move him to first. Does that make it a little better of a deal?
Okay, Tim. We have to get to a break. I get to a sports flash here. I'll tell you on the other side of the deal why I'm hesitant to do what you want. I don't think it's a harebrained idea, like some I've heard from people that call into the shows. I don't think it's harebrained, but
okay.
I'll tell you my reservation.
Okay, we'll talk about Travis Shaw moving forward. Also, today's Derrick Rose, Bucks, or Brewers first place win today again. Which do you think is on top of mind here in the city of Milwaukee? And the surrounding area. 799-1250, getting your reaction. Another Brewers victory. They take game one of the 3-game set over Baltimore. It is the post game as we invade the big show once again today here on The Fan.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score. Brought to you by Dave & Buster's Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. This is the Milwaukee Admirals baseball post game show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
8-1 final. Brewers, they win again. The beat goes on. We'll go inside the numbers here with Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. Taking a look at Travis Shaw's situation. 1 year left of team control. well, for the most part, 4 years left, but 1 year left prior to arbitration. So what you're doing here with a five-year deal this offseason is buying out his first free agent year.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You don't want to do that. No. Is he valuable to you?
Yeah, I told you. I think, and I've told everybody, Travis Shaw is definitely my biggest surprise this year. And the thing that's different for me with Shaw versus, say, VR, or, well, things went in the tank like expected, but for VR, let's say, or Junior Guerra is, there's a track record, at least with Shaw in the minors, that says he can put these numbers up, right? This is what Boston thought they were getting when they called him up, and then they ruined the whole thing with Aaron Hill. I think this is sustainable for Travis Shaw, especially in this baseball park. I just don't like getting way out in front of myself having to pay a guy when I have him under control for three or four more years. Now,
lock him down.
If in 2 years we're still rolling at 332 homers a year, and then you want to extend him, okay, fine. I'm fine with that. But you don't know the injuries or whatever else is going to happen or who may come on in your farm system or whatever.
You gave Carlos Gomez a four-year, $32 million, and he's a knucklehead.
We didn't.
Well, you didn't.
No. Doug Melvin isn't here.
Well,
so,
okay, I'm just saying.
This is Stearns, though. I don't think Stearns is going to get that far out aggressive. Maybe I'm wrong. We haven't seen this yet from Stearns, so we don't know how aggressive he'll be locking guys up while they're still in arbitration. I don't think there's any reason to do it this early, though.
Brewers or D. Rose? Top of mind today. 799-1250. I think they should. Rami, I'm with you. I think they should sign him.
At the right price.
To an affordable deal.
And for the right length of contract.
Yeah, I don't understand how adding Derrick Rose to your team makes your team worse. I just don't get that. How are we figuring this? Can you explain that?
You want me to explain to you?
How does Derrick Rose make this basketball team worse?
Well, simple. You've got Derrick Rose. Now, again, he's going to score more than Dellavedova. Agreed. This is what I don't want. I don't want the reports out of Chicago when he left Chicago to New York where his people that he had around him weren't exactly the best of influence, weren't the best of characters, and they were sick of having his guys always around in the locker room and around the team and everything else. Didn't like that. Didn't think it was good for Derek. So I don't want those guys around any of my young players in Milwaukee. That's my first thing. My second thing is I've already got one guy with busted up knees. I don't need a second guy to come up here. Mm-hmm. Now I got to worry about both of them.
Couldn't he help them through their knee injuries because he's been through it?
He may be through it again. He hasn't played anywhere close to 80 games since his third year in the NBA.
Well,
so now,
64 is not a slouch season.
No, it's only 18 games. You good with 18 games? I'm not. No. Especially if you're paying him a lot of money, I'm not. No.
But again, me
and Rami came into an agreement on this earlier. I'm fine mid-level exception. You want to do that? $8, $9 million a year? Okay. And then Rami said, well, what if we do this? What if I said two at 20, $10 million a year? But I can get rid of Dellavedova and get out of that long-term deal to get Rose for 2 years.
And not get out of Greg Monroe.
I don't want to get out of Greg Monroe. I'm fine
with Greg Monroe. That's what I'm saying.
So I'm fine with that. But where my hashtag ruin the future comes into play, and it will come into play, is if they go pay this fool $20 million a year or more. If that happens, then they're done. They've
Ryan,
screwed themselves
not
completely.
A fool.
They've screwed
names.
Themselves completely.
Rami, get him.
No, he doesn't disagree.
I don't.
He's a fool?
He wouldn't pay him $20 million a year.
It would be foolish to give him $20 million a year.
Yes.
Okay. 799-1250 inside the box again with Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa. You should actually be reading the inside the box score.
Correct. I can do that if you'd like.
Because that's your favorite place in the
world. I love Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'll be there Saturday.
Okay.
There's a UFC card that I'll be checking out Saturday. What?
That's fun.
It is fun.
Well, I'm not saying Dave and Buster's is geez. It's just this whole boxing, UFC and MMA and SOS and help me.
Because what's SOS?
I have an issue with your whole sport of boxing and MMA and all that stuff. I do have an issue.
What's your issue?
Everyone screams bloody murder when it comes time for concussions to be talked about in baseball and in football and, for crying out loud, even soccer. But yet those sports, the object of the game is to beat the guy's head
in. But everybody knows what they're in for.
Come on.
Everybody knows what they're getting into.
Come on.
And also, didn't
a guy just die in the ring?
I didn't hear about that. If he did. All right, so here's your box score on that sunny note. Jonathan VR went 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts on the day. He's back to his old ways. Domingo Santana, 2-for-4. He had 2 runs scored, a strikeout himself. Ryan Braun, 1-for-3 on the day. He had 2 runs scored, 1 walk. Travis Shaw, before exiting after getting hit in the wrist with the pitch in his second at-bat, he went 1-for-1. He had 2 runs scored as well. And obviously that hit by pitch, 1 RBI for Travis Shaw. Hernan Perez, who came in for Travis Shaw, he went 0-for-2 on the day. Jesus Aguilar, he goes 1-for-2 on the day. Manny Pineapple, he goes 3-for-4, 3 RBI. Big day for the Brewers catcher. Keon Broxton, 0-for-4, did have 1 RBI. Orlando Arcia, big day for him as well. He goes 3-for-4, 1 run scored, 1 RBI. Brent Suter, 1-for-3 on the day, struck out once. Hughes went 0-for-0. He did not have an official at-bat. Blazek went 0-for-1. Pitching lines, Suter, he gets to win for 6 innings of 1-run baseball. He had 4 hits, struck out 8, walked 1. Hughes came in for 1 inning of 1-hit baseball. He had 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, and Blazek goes 2 scoreless innings. He gave up 1 hit, struck out 2, no walks. Brewers win 8-1.
45-40 after this victory, and they've suddenly won 4 of their last 5 games, guys. So that's a good thing. And they're remaining in first place here in the National League Central as we move through another day. And what, the fifth time in Brewers history they've been in first place on the 4th of July.
It's only the fifth time?
I think so, yeah. Shh. Don't tell anybody. 799-1250 to West Bend. We go to Kenny. Kenny, what's happening?
Timmy, I got to tell you, big story of the day. Definitely, without a doubt, Brewers in first place. Derek Rose, Sparky, you hit it right on the head. I would add he's just a turd. I mean, you got a guy here who can't stay healthy. He's had knee problems. And, Tim, to bring this guy in to help other people that had knee problems, no way. The baggage this clown brings, I can't even believe the Bucks are talking to this guy, to be quite honest.
Well, they obviously, Kenny, they obviously see something at least to talk about with Derrick Rose.
Yeah, well, so did the other teams that have.
And they appear to have a much more brilliant mind than me when it comes to basketball.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, who cares about Derrick Rose? You know what? And if they do sign him, good luck to the team, because him and his homeboys are going to be a cancer.
Brewers front and center.
I would not bring this guy on for nothing, especially with a team at building as they are and trying to move to the next level. He's just not worth it. But anyways, with that being said, long-term deals. This team is building chemistry right now, the Brewers. I would not sign anybody to any long-term deals right now. I would, however, try to sign and keep as many guys in 2 to 3 year deals until we have an absolute 100% chemistry setup, meaning infield to outfield, because you got guys like, you could sign Kenya, you could sign Arcia, you could sign Hernan Perez. I mean, I could go on and on because they're all playing well together and they're getting better as they play well together. But, and Travis Shaw, obviously, outstanding. However, once you start signing guys into these five-year-plus deals, for whatever reason, you're stuck with that contract.
Yeah.
And I just.
So he doesn't walk away like Fielder did.
Yeah, well, you know what? I would look at Princess, when he went to Detroit, you know, he's another guy. Here he got the big money, played a couple seasons, gone. What did he play? 3-4 seasons after he left Milwaukee? Then he was done. So I just don't want to mess around with these long term deals. It also gives the Brewers organization tremendous leverage for bringing on new people where it forces the players to be more competitive and to actually perform at a higher base. I just don't like these big long-term deals. I really don't. I just don't like them. I'd rather see, you know, 2-3, no more than a 4-year deal for a player.
All right, very good. Kenny, you're not drinking today, are you?
Oh, I dropped Kenny.
Okay, sorry.
I thought we said out very good.
We call him Beer Count Kenny.
We have 2 pieces of breaking Brewers news.
Okay.
Brent Suter will get the start and Chase Anderson the spot next time through the rotation.
He earned it.
And x-rays were negative for Travis Shaw, positive. He says, quote, "I'm good. I'll play tomorrow," according to Adam McKelvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider.
Oh, that's way good. My day just got even better after a Brewers victory like that. And Travis Shaw, x-rays negative. Woo. And, by the way, the Bucks here with D. Rose, what do you say to those guys that are bringing him in? You talk about harebrained ideas. Is that a harebrained?
Saying what guys that are bringing who in? You're saying Horst?
The front office.
The Bucks front office.
Yes, okay. For bringing in D. Rose to talk to him about this.
Tim, Wojnarowski said they're trying to shed contracts to make room to get this done. They're doing more than just talking. They know what the numbers are, and now they're trying to move guys to try and make it work. That's why I said before, if this is $8 million, $9 million, I don't think they're having to shed, quote, contracts from Wojnarowski in order to get this done. That's not what this is. This has to be more than, I would think. Again, who knows? We'll see how this all works out. But you would have to think this is more than $8 or $9 million. I got one for you. Hey, Rami.
Hey, Sparky.
What if it's Melo and D. Rose coming to Milwaukee?
No.
Why not?
What do you mean?
Because now you're mortgaging the future. I don't want to mortgage the future, and I'm not a big Melo guy.
But you're a D. Rose guy. What's the difference?
At the right price.
What's the difference?
Because Melo comes at a certain price, and D. Rose comes at a certain price.
Cheaper price.
Melo is more expensive, for sure.
D. Rose is worth the price tag that's on him. I don't think Melo is, and you're mortgaging the future when you do that.
Oh, you're playing for now, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
No question.
And I don't think that's the way to go.
And he has not waived the no-trade clause to Milwaukee, for those of you. I was just being sarcastic. Melo apparently has waived the no-trade clause to Houston or Cleveland.
Yes, he has. Yeah. Let's go to John. John, you're next on the Fan. What's going on?
Hey, happy Independence Day. I'm going to say, great win for the Brewers. Brewers are looking great. And getting back to the D. Rose conversation, I would just pass on Derrick Rose. I mean, he's not worth the money. I mean, you look at his knee injuries, and we don't know how much money it is. Yeah, but it's not worth the money. And to be honest with you, you look at the last 3 years, and he hasn't been able to been successful playing.
18 a game?
Yeah, he hasn't played the full season. He's only averaged about a third of the season. And to be honest with you, I think team chemistry is something you got to look at. It's kind of like how the Packers build a team. You got to have.
Yeah, but remember, Derrick Rose and Jabari Parker are good friends.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think he would be a good fit for the team. And to be honest with you, I would have preferred they kept that Thornwell, the guy they drafted out of South Carolina.
You're saying the D. Rose news today is bigger than the Brewers' first place win today?
Well, no, actually, I think it's about a tie only because of that situation. But I would prefer that I'm glad that the Brewers are in first place, and I think that's great. The Brewers got a great team that they put together. You know, good hitting players that can hit the ball, and I think that's awesome. I think the Bucks should just pass on Rose because, like you said, there was just too many. He had too many knee injuries, and it's a young man's game, to be quite honest. And I don't think it'd be worth the risk.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call. So Brewers are landslide with this top of mind here today. I get the D. Rose is sort of interesting.
There's a bunch of support for the Brewers being the top story today on Twitter.
I do think it's somewhat interesting for sure. 799-1250, also Travis Shaw, long-term deal after this year is when I would shoot for that. Maybe a five-year plus an option. Team option. Hey, by the way, did you read that Jonathan Lucroy is not untouchable for Texas?
He's awful.
He's been terrible.
Yeah, he's hitting
awful.
260. I just checked his numbers.
FanGraphs just tweeted out a whole link explaining happened to Lucroy.
Yeah, four homers in the 20s and RBIs.
Don't want him.
He's hitting around 260.
Don't want him.
By the way, in response to that last caller, Petey Green, our guy D in Fenimore, says, I only went to MPS, but 62 games is more than a third of the season.
I wanted to correct him. It's over 75% of the season.
Yes, it is.
799-1250 to Aaron. Aaron, you're on the Fan. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Aaron.
Sure. Hey, Rami. I would say the Brewers and... Rose is old.
No, what? I'm going to pretend. Okay, I'm going to mimic what I just heard. Moam to moam.
He said Rose is old.
Rose is old. Yes. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the translation.
No problem.
And I have a question for you, Tim.
Yep.
Since Arcia is doing well at the plate, would you move him down in the lineup?
Would I move him down?
You mean up, Aaron, right?
Would you move him up?
No, there's certain guys. Thank you, Aaron. There's certain guys that I wouldn't touch right now. Now I'm a big fan of the pitcher batting eighth, and initially a month ago I was saying, hey man, just put Arcia in the nine hole, bat the pitcher eighth. But now with what he's doing now, I don't touch him. Just leave him alone in the eighth spot. Travis Shaw in the four hole, Don't even touch. No matter what happens with Thames in that two hole, you don't slide Braun up to two. You don't slide Shaw up to three. Not this year. You don't touch Shaw, and you don't touch Orlando Arcia. Those are two guys. Just don't even look at them. Just let them do their thing, and they're hopefully going to continue to do their thing. What's Arcia batting now? He's got to be pushing, what, 295?
Orlando Arcia is now batting 295. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, who'd have thought out of him this early?
His on-base percentage is 334.
I don't know how much Darnell Coles makes, but they should give him a raise.
Got Santana doing what he's doing. Got Arcia doing what he's doing. Dude, Travis Shaw.
I mean, he really – and you look what Lucroy's doing now. I'm just saying, I think Darnell Coles has done a hell of a job. I really do. And we never praise the hitting coach when the hitting coach needs to deserve to be praised. It's only when we want him fired, then we talk about him. Same with the pitching coach.
Butch Weiniger.
In this case, I really think Darnell Coles has done a hell of a job. I really do. And Manny Pena's hitting, you know, right around 300. He had three hits today. He's hitting 295 at this point. I mean, Arcia's at 295. Pena's at 295. Aguilar's at 277. 294 for Shaw. 281 for Santana.
When was the last time?
Sogard's having a career year, even though he can't play now that VR's 211 is back.
When was the last time we went down the Brewers' offensive lineup and peaked at numbers like that?
I don't know the last time we had three guys hitting over 290 at the same time.
Exactly. Now, what's going on with Keon Broxton? What's going on with Jonathan VR? I'm going to tally it up during the break here. I want to know, and I'll let you guys know, since VR got back game one in Cincinnati, who's got more starts, Sogard or VR?
Seems like VR to me.
It's been seven games. You have the Cincinnati Reds series. That was Tuesday when Braun and VR were activated.
VR did not start that.
Just off the top of my head, well, one game they both started. And Sogard started at short.
I'm just saying at second base. At second base.
I think it's 4-3 Sogard.
I think it's 4-3 VR. That's just off the top of my head.
Same
it's
here.
One or the other.
Yeah.
But should it be that way?
Nope.
I think Council's forcing VR too soon.
Or Stearns.
One of them is forcing VR too soon. Yep. I'm a big proponent of Jonathan VR finishing up strong. I'm a huge, huge proponent of that. And I think it's going to happen unless they force it now. You've got Eric Sogard doing what he's doing. Now, as of late, he has cooled off a little bit, Sogard, admittedly. He's cooled off a bit, but there's a right time. And I think they're just pressing just a bit too much on Jonathan VR. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I keep playing Sogard. But again, VR is the one with the higher upside. So you play him and then you try and trade him, I guess. I guess that's what you're thinking. But time's running out. I don't care what he does next 3 weeks. It's not going to be good enough to trade him now.
It won't be, no.
So now you're stuck. So now it's, are you playing for now or are you playing for later? Because Sogard's not a piece of this team going forward. You could argue VR might be, even though I think Diaz is the second baseman of the future, who's down in the minors right now,
right?
Without question. I mean, last year, VR put everybody on notice of maybe he is going to be on this team long term. And we said, going after last year, I said, let's see him do it again. And he couldn't. Guerra, I said, let's see him do it again. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't.
I hear
okay?
you on
Guerra. So you caught lightning in the bottle on both of them. Broxton got red hot for a stretch. And I fell into that trap, admittedly, because I argued with Tim that I thought Broxton was going to be the guy. I did. And he is a very streaky hitter. When he gets hot, he can go for a while. But when he gets cold, he gets real cold.
Let's go to Alex in Tulsa. Alex, you're on the fan. What's happening?
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
What's up? I want to say, first of all, that I'm really happy that the Brewers are in first place. It's a very, very good thing. I couldn't believe that the Brewers would be in first place on July 4th. I'm a huge Bucks fan, and the Derrick Rose news kind of threw me for a loop this morning. I think Derrick Rose is still a talent, but I just don't think the fit is there. He takes the ball out of Giannis's hands, and that's not good. It's not. And as far as I know, from this morning, I haven't checked the NBA free agency wire yet, but George Hill is still out there. And that would be a much better fit than Derrick Rose would be. And I believe you could get him for a much less price than they're trying to do.
Ryan, So the bigger story is the Brewers, then? Is that what you're saying?
I think the bigger story is the Bucks, and that's just my personal...
Let me ask you this. You know how you figured this out? Because tonight, most people are off tomorrow for 4th of July, right? So tonight, when you all go out to see fireworks somewhere, or if you go out to festivals or wherever you're going tonight, Summerfest, just pay attention around you when you're having your drinks or whatever of what people are talking about around you and see how many people are talking about Derrick Rose versus how many people are talking about the Brewers tonight.
Yeah, do that.
Do that. And then we'll talk about it on Wednesday.
Yep, do that.
I will. And I'll call you guys back on Wednesday, and I'll kind of report back and see what everyone is doing. Because I think both stories are big. I think no news is not good. You know, like, I think talking about both is great, you know. I just think that Derrick Rose isn't the best kind of fit for the Bucks. Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be better for us to go in a different direction.
Yeah, maybe they should sign Corey Maggette then.
The Brewers. I honestly cannot believe that the Cubs have not caught him. I can't believe it. Like, and
awesome.
They're a mess right now. They're just a mess, and the Brewers are just chugging along first place, and it's great news. It's all good for right now.
Yes, it is.
If they can get Derrick Rose for cheap, fine, great. But you know,
turned you right around. All right, thank you for the call, Alex. Turned you right around.
If they sign him to like $20 million a year, you're hosting the Bucks postgame show this year.
No, it's all you.
Actually, for as long as that deal is in place, you're hosting the Bucks postgame. Or Rami, I'm out. They sign him to some $20 or $30 million a year deal for five years. I'm out.
You can't put me in that chair because I said he's not worth that kind of money.
But you like watching Rose.
Well, season. Yeah.
So you're going to watch either way.
I'm a fan of good basketball.
Right. So you can watch him. I'm done.
I do my drinking in the basketball season. I don't have time.
You can't interfere with
Bucks
drinking.
Post game shows. Are you kidding? I'll fill in for you once in a while if you need me. But outside of that,
no, I'm serious. They signed that dude to $20 million a year for like 5 years or 30. I'm done.
Well, in the NBA, can't you just move these contracts?
Not that much for a guy with multiple knee injuries. No.
All this dead money stuff and salary cap reasons and money trades and all this stuff going on. You're not locked into all this stuff.
Tim.
Get him for a couple of years.
Tim, you can move a guy at $9 million a year.
Couple of years,
you can move a guy at $10 million or $12 million.
25 for two.
25 for two? I still think that's too much. But that's better than five at 100 or 120. Ronnie said 2 at 20. I'll deal with that if I can get rid of one of my long-term deals in the process, like Dellavedova or Henson. Fine.
And we'll throw in VR on the deal. Brewers win 8-1 today as they take game one of this three-game set. We'll take a break. 799-1250. Top of mind on your sports agenda here today, is it D. Rose and the conversation that the Bucks are having with him, or is it the Brewers in first place? Another day goes by. The beat goes on, an 8-1 victory. The Brewers 45-40. We'll come back on The Fan.
Where did things go right? Or, well, not so much. Where did this game turn? Time for today's turning point of the game. This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
The relationship that I'm building with Phil and Steve, I wouldn't mind asking if I needed it, but like I said, I feel fine, and what happened a couple of days ago, that was just the past. That's the end of it.
Also, I thought the guys executed the game plan. Rose was going, but he was shooting twos, and when he's doing that, we live with that. You know, it took the ball out of other guys' hands, and it also took the three out of the game for us. You know, he only missed three shots, but that was the game plan, and I think
little Rose comments there, and then Jason Kidd after that. We couldn't quite really get what Rose was saying. Did you guys get that?
No,
he talks about he has no problem asking for time off.
Gotcha. Okay, because he disappeared for a game?
Yep.
Yeah, the turning point.
Don't you remember? He left the city, went back to Chicago. Nobody knew where he was.
I know. The turning point is when Derrick Rose and the Bucks announced that they're going to have a chat today. That was the turning point. Taking all focus off my Milwaukee Brewers. It's the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. 8-1 Brewers get the victory. Turning point, there it was. Brought to you by Edible Arrangements in Bayshore. Check them out, 414-988-9423. That's 414-988-9423. You're looking for something different, unique gift idea, that's the place, Edible Arrangements Bayshore. All right, 799-1250. Bucks or Brewers, what's on the topic du jour, if you will? Top of the list. You're thinking sports in the city of Milwaukee. What are you thinking about right now?
Greg tweets at the fan, I'm more concerned about the Bucks meeting with D. Rose. The Brewers should beat the weak Orioles. All right. So not a lot of expectations there.
They are in first place, by the way.
Right.
36,000. That was impressive today at Miller Park.
Believe in Stephen Vogt tweets at the fan. This can't be a real question. The Brewers winning games means more than a meeting with Rose.
Very good.
Ryan says, Brewers by a large margin. Basketball talk is boring.
Well, I will say this, when you're going in the pecking order, Brewers, Bucks, Packers, et cetera, did you happen to see the story in the Journal Sentinel about the Packers story?
Seahawks?
Yes.
I mean, same thing to Rami. Tell him what you told me.
They said it's the first in a 13-part series looking at the Packers schedule in the 2017 season. And there's,
I'm just saying.
Well, let me finish. There's 13 weeks between now and the start of the NFL season, so that was the first in a weekly piece.
It just seemed out of place to me that there isn't anything else to talk about, and rightly so with
the Brewers in first place. You know that tells you? That tells you that the Packers stories, regardless of how minute they may be, get far more clicks on that site than the Brewers in first place or any Bucks story.
It's like skip the offseason, let's go right to the game
preview. Well, you also have to remember that they're partners with the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. So they for PackersNews.com, they need Packers content almost every day.
Yep.
And then that feeds down into JS Online.
But it does not change my stand that they get far more clicks for a Packers story than they do anything else.
And
like
we would probably do the same thing if we were in charge of those publications.
I mean, I know of at least one person in this town that has said for his entire career that somebody should start a radio station and do nothing but Packer talk every day of the week. All year round.
Packer 105.7 FM.
And just do it all year and just always talk Packers. Nobody's ever tried it, but I'd be interested to see what would happen if somebody did try it. I mean, you'd have to have a lot of former players and stuff like that and be able to come up with content year round. But
no, it'd be better to be Brewers 105.7 right now, wouldn't it?
Sure.
Okay, because they are going for it. And Rami, I don't know if you have my story music. Can I tell a story again?
I don't know where Baby Tosh keeps that. I really don't. I wouldn't mind playing it for you if you had it.
Let's go to Ricky in Ottawa. Ricky, you're on the fan. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot, but I'm all about the Derrick Rose coming here. If we get him for 3 years at anything about $15 million, $20 million if we're paying him, I'll probably puke, but I think that'd give us a lot more flexibility. A 3-year deal's more like a 2-year deal with a team option for that third year, then it'd be easier to move him out. And if you get out of Henson or Deli or Telly's contract, I'm all for that.
Are you a Brewers fan?
I'm not a big baseball fan. Oh, boring. Okay. Sorry.
No, you're all right.
But, I just think it gives him more flexibility. And Jason Kidd played with him on the Olympic team, so he knows him. And then be able to control his boys if that's the worry. And Jabari probably knows half of them anyway.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Here's another one from Will. Tweets at the fan. 5 teams in the NL are over 500. Brewers are one of them. Brew Crew are the story, and it's not close.
That's from Will. Yes, it's not even close.
Brew Crew Mike G. That's what he goes by on Twitter. Brew Crew Mike G. Simply says, what the hell is basketball?
Good one. For now.
That's good.
For now.
You know you fill in on the Bucks postgame show. I'd let you know.
799-1250. Let's go downtown and say hello to Tyler. What's happening, Tyler?
Hey, guys. I mean, I love the Brewers, but it's a fluffy kicker story in the middle of the day. Rose is a proverbial loaded gun pointed at our face. We're talking, like, if we're talking to the Knicks at all about what it would take for a sign-and-trade, we're way past $8.4 million, which we could do ourselves. Now, they're not going to do it for free. They're not just going to take $20 million of Henson and Telly and Deli off our hands. So that's probably why they're looking at other teams. And remember, the team that wanted Monroe signed Noah to the same contract. So if we end up throwing an expiring Monroe for a 3 years, $17 million Noah to be the grease that facilitates this, it's going to be a disaster. If we start trading future picks and something happens to Giannis, we're now looking at being Brooklyn. This is dangerous because you're looking at a team that just went through a pocket of Phil Jackson all season, and they're in position to sucker us.
So you say the fluff story is the D. Rose or the Brewers?
It's D. Rose. It's D. Rose.
Okay.
D. Rose is a Category 5 hurricane.
But you know what?
Of our town.
Tyler, in all seriousness, though, and it sort of makes sense what you're saying, but why do the Bucks front office then set up an appointment to meet with him?
Because you want to be a relevant team, you know, like the MLS team that signs a 50-year-old Pele to wave at the crowd.
Oh, there you go. That's a pretty good comparison. There you go. Thanks for calling. The MLS teams do that, though. They get guys that are way past their prime. They bring them in to try and sell tickets. The problem is D. Rose isn't that past his prime. I mean, he's not at his prime. He doesn't have the explosion anymore that he had before that made him an elite player. That's gone, right? He tends to be selfish on the basketball court, in my opinion. Ron may disagree. When he's on the basketball court, he tends to be a ball-dominant guard. I don't think this team needs a ball-dominant point guard. That's the last thing they need. But regardless, he will score more than Dellavedova. Agreed. If he fills the role of Dellavedova off the bench for $9 or $10 million a year, I'll deal with it. And hopefully it's 2 years in and out. If he does bring problems to the locker room, he's out of here and we can move on. And that's a lot easier to trade contract than, say, $20 or $30 million a year. But I agree with him that if you are talking to the Knicks about a possible sign and trade, if that is occurring, and we don't know if it is, but if that is occurring, Wojnarowski's saying they're trying to shed contracts, if that is the deal, it's got to be more than $8 or $9 million, I would think. Giggy J tweets at the fan, I can guarantee you Derrick Rose will dominate the conversations tonight, or at least at the parties I'm going to.
Okay, very good. Hey, by the way, Pele, didn't he play on both teams of an all-star game once?
Maybe. No idea.
I think he did.
You're asking the wrong people about soccer.
You had soccer knowledge.
Hey, man. Come on. Are you kidding me?
Now, hold on a second.
Sports everywhere.
Time out.
What?
Brewers win on Twitter. You need to stop. He tweets at the fan, please kick Sparky off the Brewers postgame show. He always brings up the Bucks unnecessarily.
No.
I can't stand it. Go Brewers.
See, why did
See?
You do that?
Now, here we go.
Yeah,
Brewers
Sparky.
Win.
What?
I beg and I pleaded.
Sparky, can't we just talk Brewers? Why
no
do you have
kidding.
To do this?
Why did he do
why
that
Why do you have
today?
To do this?
You could go
you
back.
You just have to crowbar yeah. Bucks talk
no.
into everything,
this
don't you?
This was all your boy Tim
Man.
Allen who guys, wanted to talk Bucks,
God,
not me.
Man. You guys do this every time I'm in here with you. It's the NBA Big Show today here on The Fan.
Yep. See, that's good. See, now you got people thinking I did this. I didn't want to do this at all.
Well, I've just...
I wanted to do Brewers.
So Brewers are winning
in
a landslide.
We had great topics lined up for today, and he comes and it's took books.
Brewers are winning in a landslide here. Top of mind, they're in first place, 45-40, after an 8-1 victory.
I know one thing that's always top of mind for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Wendy's, baby.
Yes, sir.
Wendy's. Mm-hmm. Wendy's knows you don't live in a perfect world. God knows the Bucks don't. They get Derrick Rose, which is why they made the new strawberry mango salad, made fresh daily with fresh chopped lettuce, freshly grilled chicken, juicy mango, and fresh-cut strawberries. It's the perfect salad for your imperfect world. You know what else will make you feel good? A 50-cent small frosty. Right now, for a limited time only, you can get a Wendy's small frosty for 50 cents. That's five dimes.
You can ice,
nickels,
can ice your knee with that.
50 pennies and two quarters. Figure it out. Chocolate or vanilla. Sweet treat to beat the heat. And if you're D. Rose, you'd probably slip and fall trying to go get yourself
See?
One.
Oh, wow.
Be out for the year.
You
but
know
it's,
what?
It's all right, though. Bring him to Milwaukee. We'll see if he can stay healthy longer than 50 or 60 games. I'm sure it'll be great. Wendy's, go get you some.
I don't like you very much.
The Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet meets the Wendy's Big Show today. Brewers win 8-1. That is at the top of your sports mind right now. Or is it? Or is it this D. Rose stuff? with the Milwaukee Bucks. And I get it that it's a nice little conversation that the Bucks and D. Rose are having, but slowly, maybe a little more slowly than I would like, gaining some momentum here, the first-place Brewers, and another sheet just torn off the calendar, another Brewers victory as they're 45-40 here through the 85 games thus far. 799-1250 as kind of old school here today real quick.
Finally, somebody sticks up for me, and normally he doesn't. But Christian in Uptown says, Sparky, capital letters, does often bring up Buck stuff, LOL, but not this time, not his fault, this time. Brewers all the way. Hashtag no Rose. Hashtag cancer. Hashtag wrong Nick.
Mike in Bayview, you're next on the Fan.
Gentlemen, your show is just fine. Sparky, you know, let's face it, the Bucks are relevant. It needed to be brought up, but nothing will take away what the Brewers are doing. They're the number one story. I'll leave that Derrick Rose talk for guys with bigger heads over there at the Bucks. They got a good young team. They want a chance with Rose, but I'm cleaning my garage and I hate it. For the third day in a row, I'm pulling half of it out and trying to get it back in. I turn on the radio, the game is ending, Brewers win, and then it's your show. And some of your callers are so intelligent. I'm not going to talk too much Brewers, but man, the show is great, and you got to keep Sparky. And even though he's getting a little domesticated, you guys, show is great, and go Brewers. And
all right, thank
you. Stands first all year.
Yeah. All right, Michael. Thank.
I feel like I'm a dog.
Yeah. No. Is that the word we're using now? Domestication for you?
I don't know. I've never heard anybody say it.
Rami, are you?
Maybe they say it when I'm not here. I don't know.
It fits.
Kind of fits.
Yeah, it kind of fits.
Yeah. Tamed.
Yeah.
Tame.
Oh yeah. If you listen to it at 2 o'clock, I sound tame.
Well, that's true. That is true. I'll give you that. I was in the hallway there.
Yeah.
I heard you rabble-rousing out
there's
there.
There's no question, and again, we've talked about this in the past, there's no question you change when you have kids and other stuff going on outside of work. And before, you know, you live, eat, breathe, and sleep work, which is what I did.
Right.
Forever. Now, when you have other stuff going on, it changed. As Gary says, now you're a grown man. Now you have grown man problems.
Yeah. Sparky used to look at Gary and be like, well, how aren't you as upset as I am about this?
Gary didn't care.
And Gary would say, I got grown-ass man problems.
Right, I don't care,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing the show with Bart this morning.
No.
You're doing it with Chuck?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was thinking about something. Here's what I'm thinking. We could do this. We could FaceTime live it or Facebook
live. Facebook live it, right.
We could throw it out there on every platform that we could get for the Fan. And we would do... We could wrap in a mess of sponsors in this, get the audience and the listeners involved in this, blow this thing up. We'll do it at the new Bucks Arena, even.
Flip to Christian Rock?
Hold on. It would be a wedding times five.
Times five?
Chuck's wedding?
Slow down, dude. I already
Rami's
know where you're going with
wedding,
this. Slow it down.
Sparky's wedding.
Slow
Bill Michaels'
down.
Wedding.
Bill Michaels is getting
Joe
married.
And Joe Zenzola's wedding. All five of you guys, we could blow this thing sky high.
I didn't know Billy Mike was close to getting married. Did
all
you tell
you
Billy
guys.
Mike?
All
well,
you
I
guys
know
are.
Rami is. Obviously,
I didn't
know
I was that close to getting married.
We know I'm getting married.
All five of you.
Chuck, we know he's getting married.
Yep.
That's what Chuck does.
Joe's definitely getting married.
And then Joe... Yeah, I would assume so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Joe's right. At Disney World, man. I'm jealous.
You know where I'd want to do it?
Oh, I think I have a guess.
He just said at the new Bucks Arena.
No. I got a place better than that.
You do?
My favorite place in the whole wide world, man.
Wait.
Dave
hold
and Buster's.
Hold on. Yeah. So you mean to tell me if we did this at the new Bucks Arena and Derrick Rose was your best man, you'd be like, nah, dude, I don't want to go. I'm going to go Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose is the best man. That might put it over the top.
And then all four of you guys follow suit.
You know what?
That means you.
This
and
fool doesn't
else.
Even know Derrick Rose, and he'd agree to let him be his best man.
Yeah. Who else am I going to pick?
There you go. Dude, you got all your buddies in Chicago. Next time I see those guys, I'm going to call them. That's ridiculous.
Yep. I'm going down tomorrow to visit them.
Wedding times five at Dave and Buster's.
I bet they do weddings at Dave. They do all kinds of parties and functions over there.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, you could buy out Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, you can rent out the whole place. Have yourself
sweet.
A Dave and Buster's takeover.
So between you, me, Joe, Chuck, and who else is getting
Bill.
Married? And Bill, we can afford that.
I know a guy. You can give us a break.
Not that much of a break.
I know a guy.
I know the same guy. I'm telling you, it ain't happening.
His name is Ben. You call him at 414-454-0100 to set up your party, wedding, or any sort of customized special event. That's Ben, and the number is 414-454-0100. If you're not looking to have a party, Dave & Buster's is the place to catch all your pro baseball games, UFC fights. There's a UFC card this Saturday, and in that D&B Sports Lounge, you have 3 161-inch screens and 8 75-inch screens. If you can't get a seat in the sports lounge, there are flat screens as far as the eye can see. And then you got that menu. I was adding new items to that already great menu. I can't wait to see what new food and drinks they have on the menu when I go to Dave & Buster's this Saturday. But when you're having a party, leave all the details and planning to Dave & Buster's. So all you have to do is have fun once again. That's Ben, and that number is 414-454-0100. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports at my favorite place in the whole wide world, Dave & Buster's, Highway 100, just south of North Avenue.
What? I just thought of something that I guess never crossed my mind until you just brought it up, this whole mass weddings idea.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not happening. Second of all, you know, you hear people. In fact, Leroy just was involved in a wedding that was at Miller Park. Now, you got to pay gobs and gobs and gobs of money for this to actually occur. But you can get married at Miller Park on the field, the whole deal. Very, very expensive. But you can do it, right? I don't think I've ever heard of one person ever having a wedding at the Bradley Center, like on the Bucks floor.
I'm sure it's happened.
Now, you can get married in Lambeau and like the atrium and all that stuff. I don't believe I've ever heard of it.
I think it's happened.
Have you ever heard of it, Robbie?
I'm going to say yes.
I can't say that I have.
I've never heard of it.
Hey, if Kato Kalin can win the 50-50 Miller Park.
That can't be true.
It's true. I've seen multiple tweets confirming, yes, including from Kalin himself.
Our own Greg Janik won a 50-50 at Miller Park one year.
Really?
Yes.
Good for him.
Hey,
Dude, that's not a small chunk of change either.
Greg know OJ?
Dean Fenimore just tweeted, yo, I got y'all. I'm registered to marry people.
Boom. Perfect.
There we go.
I've got this whole thing lined up. I can get a DJ right down the hall here on Kiss FM.
Reverend
G.A. G.A. will do it.
G.A. will do it. Yeah.
Yeah, he will.
Yep. All right. Stick around. We're going to hear from Craig Council. The Brewers avoided maybe a disaster with Travis Shaw's x-rays. He was hit in the hand with a pitch. They come back negative. Brewers get an 8-1 victory. But the attention is taken away from a conversation the Bucks are having with Derrick Rose, 799-1250. What's on your mind as the Brewers get a win? You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, as the postgame meets the Wendy's Big Show today here on The Fan.
Hey, I just got a text. Kato didn't actually win. His brother won.
So were they splitting it?
I don't know.
So why was his name
on the check? I just got a text that said it was Kato's brother who actually won.
I bet you like that check is something official. It's just a big stupid novelty check.
I want to get one of those just to take a picture.
So do I.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back here on The Fan. And welcome back. It is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, as we meet the Wendy's Big Show once again today. Brewers win 8-1 today, and they remain in first place, 45-40 with this victory. They've won 4 of 5, and they keep keeping on. The beat goes on for the crew here in 2017. And I wanted to tell a story here, but we can't find my story time music.
Well, that's fine. Just tell it anyhow.
No. I wanted.
Why?
I wanted you to tell the story.
I need to tell the story.
About how the Milwaukee Bucks found Derrick Rose. And that is, I've never really seen it so lopsided, to be honest. I've never really, if you check out social media, there's rarely somebody on there. I've been here since 20 after 5 this morning. I've had all day.
Yep. You've been listening to all of it.
Once the story broke. And then I didn't leave.
No.
And so once I went out to lunch, but once the story broke on the Rose thing and I got off the air this morning, I scrolled through all the Twitter stuff on my phone and
well, you know what happened then. I mean, you know all the responses.
I know that. And it was so much Derrick Rose stuff.
It's like 25-1, no to yes.
No. But that they didn't want him to sign.
Right. It's like 25. For every 25 tweets we've gotten, I'd say one wants him.
It's just amazing. 799-1250, and the Brewers here in first place with another victory.
Here you go. Tom Hardricourt. Since May 18th, Brewers shortstop Orlando Arcia. Since May 18th, so that's what? A month and a couple of weeks?
We're 2 weeks away from 2 months.
Right? So a month and a couple of weeks, right? Something like that?
Yeah.
Since May 18th, Hardricourt says, Arcia has raised his average from 208 to 295.
Jeez.
That is a short amount of time.
Yeah, that's rolling hot, man. That is. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're next here on The Fan. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Been listening to you guys for years. I just want to say my vote would be for the Brewers. They're in first place. They're looking good. And especially today with that crazy play where Arcia was caught in that rundown, but he ended up scoring any edges. Anyway, I just thought that was fantastic. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that play definitely, and if you were at the game, you know this, but the crowd went bananas during that play. I've been very impressed. Outside of baseballs being thrown onto the field, outside of that, the excitement level for this team, this homestand, has been really, really good.
Did I read somewhere, though, that attendance is down for the Brewers this year?
Well, see, now that's...
Uh-oh, Tim's fidgeting.
Hold on. I talked about that this morning a little bit, and okay. I think that's... It's down by the number, like by 700 people. Now, after today's gate, they may be above last year.
So it's close.
So it's
pretty
there.
Even.
However, I say it's down based on my opinion, based on what the team is doing this year. And somebody brought up a great point about the attendance. It's almost a victim of vocal environment. When
we've been blamed for this on the air.
Not you guys. I'm not saying you guys.
No, we have been. The station has been blamed for the lack of attendance at Miller Park
by
listeners.
And I thought it was a good point in that the team itself had been saying things like, we're going to have to be patient through this.
That's what they should have been saying.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but that had an impact, I think, on people being excited to go out this summer and this spring.
Sure.
And then later on this fall. That does have an impact. And I'm not saying what they say people just will recite chapter and verse. I'm not saying that. But I think it does and did have an impact. I thought that was a good point.
Why do you think they were able to draw 3 million fans as often as they did there for a while?
Well, and they still are at 2.5 for 10 years.
Okay. But when they got to the 3 million, part of it was winning, right?
Yes.
But the other part of it was they knew the players. They knew Braun. They knew Fielder. They knew Hardy. They knew Hart. It was the same core of guys every year. So when you bought your jersey, you knew you can be able to wear this jersey for a few years. By the way, side note to that, very cool of J.J. Hardy to get the approval to travel with the Orioles. I don't know if you saw this. McKelvey tweeted this out earlier today. Mm-hmm. To travel with the Orioles because he wanted to see Euchre and Council and Braun and Ed Cedar.
Yep.
So he got the special approval to come to Milwaukee for the series
just cool.
So he could see those guys because he's hurt and he's not playing. But that's part of it. So now fast forward to now.
Most
of these people don't know the players on this team and certainly don't know if any of them will be here in a couple of years.
Slowly getting there, just one game at a time, one step at a time.
Getting
they
where?
Watch the nightly news. They know.
Where are we getting? What?
We're starting to get to know these guys.
Oh, sure, but still, even to that point, I had a guy tweet me, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, said, Spark, whose jersey should I get? I said, well, short-term or long-term? He said, well, probably long-term. I said, Arcia. As a short term, you can get any number one of these guys if you don't mind having them for a year.
Well,
outside of most of these guys, you don't know if anybody's going to be here longer than a year or two.
One of our guys was sporting a Jet Bandy jersey for last month, and then he was sent down. I would say number 21 is the one to get.
I like Travis Shaw.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
So Jet Bandy isn't the one to get then?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
Who?
Jet Bandy?
Baby Tosh?
No, it wasn't him. It was our friend, the Polish Pipe Bomb.
Orlovsky?
Yes.
He has a Jet Bandy jersey?
Yes, he does.
Does that really surprise you?
He likes Jet Bandy.
Well, for starters, he's a Cubs fan.
He's the Bandy man. 799-1250.
Hold on. What does that mean?
I'm a Cubs fan.
This would be good because you're also a Bulls fan who's about to buy a Derrick Rose Bucks jersey if he signs.
Exactly my point.
Okay.
You just previewed what I was about to say. I like the Brewers. I'm a Cubs fan first and foremost, but I also like the Brewers. If I was going to get a Brewers jersey, it would be a high-profile Brewer. It would be the best player on the team who's not named Ryan Braun. If I was going to get a Bucks jersey, I would get a jersey of the best player on the team.
34.
The only way I'm getting an obscure jersey is if I'm a fan of that team and specifically that guy on that team, I'm not getting an obscure jersey of a team that's not my number one team.
But I don't know if that's necessarily true, though. Just come with me on this one for a little bit.
Okay.
What if it was an obscure Brewer, right, that wasn't a star player, but was a stand-up comic in his spare time and came out to your gigs and did stand-up comedy on the side?
Okay, if I knew him personally.
Right.
Through stand-up comedy. Okay.
Well, maybe Orlovsky has struck up a relationship with Jet Bandy at some point. Bandy.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe they're buds.
Orlovsky and
that.
The Jet.
Jesse, you are
there
next.
There you go.
On the fan. Jesse, what's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to wish you guys a happy 4th tomorrow and for everybody that's ever served, man. Thank you so much for giving us our independence. Mine's a 3-parter. I'll go really quick. You know what? Nobody's given a shout-out to the general manager. This guy has taken the Brewers and has turned their farm system into one of the best farm systems in baseball, and he evaluated talent amazingly. Second part is Villar. He must be kicking himself right in the back end of his ass for not taking that 4-year contract, because now he'll probably get traded now that the kid that's at the AAA at the shortstop, they say he's ready to come up and he could probably move to second, and hopefully we can get pitching for that. And the third part, Derrick Rose, the guy would pull a hamstring just for flying here to Milwaukee. So that's a no. So all I want to ask you guys, everybody's talking about the Brewers and the players, whatever. Man, we need to give props to the general manager. That guy has turned this team into a true winner, and the evaluation that he does about talent is just unbelievable. But you guys,
thank
you, Jesse.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. Good stuff right there. Yeah, I know you guys did, and we had talked about this. It is it's a long time coming, but David Stearns needs to be given some credit here, not just for the success this year, although I'm pretty impressed with what he's put together. Yeah, him and his staff, they must have an absolute great eye for talent. Not
right.
only the sabermetric analysis, but a great eye for the talent, that eye test, the optics. But we had talked about this, you and I and Gary and Rami had talked about this, a month and a half ago or so, when we felt this thing coming on a little bit. I mean, it's not surprising to me, but Jesse, you're right. I think people need to get to know the players before they start giving credit to David Stearns first. I mean, they watch the nightly news. You guys watch the news at night. You can't help but see that they're starting to gain some momentum here with regards to focus and attention, at least attention. The Brewers are in first place here. It's going to be 4th of July
tomorrow. 2.5 up. Not a half game up, not tied for first. They are 2.5 up, almost a full series up on the Cubs.
How do you think I'd be if the Brewers were 2.5 out?
Just as fired up.
Just as fired up.
Wouldn't be any different.
Right in this thing, it wouldn't surprise me, Rami, if it goes back and forth for a while.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
For 3, 4, 5 weeks, maybe it goes back and forth. I'm not going to rule out the Cardinals, not going to rule out the Cubs.
I think it's the Cubs or the Brewers.
Okay, we're starting to narrow it down. Can we go on record? You say the Cubs are going to take this thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Do you want to do anything if the Cubs don't? Do you want to do something silly?
No, because I'm not saying it in that way. You guys enjoy it while it lasts. I wouldn't be surprised if the Brewers did hang on and win the division the way that this season has gone for the Cubs. I wouldn't be surprised at all. But if you're asking me for my prediction, I think the Cubs end up with more wins than the Cubs.
All right, 799.
Excuse me, vice versa. Cubs end up with more wins than the Brewers.
799-1250. You guys on hold, sit right there as we're trying to find out. A whole mess of chatter going on about this Derrick Rose thing, yet you have the first place Brewers. They get a victory today, 8-1. Where's the attention and where should it be? We'll be back on The Fan. Welcome back. The Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Same Brewers, guy in charge of everything, by the way.
Brewers win 8-1.
That's off the conversation.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could. But that's kind of a radio no-no.
Yep.
They win 8-1 today. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell. We're going to hear from Michael Blazek back in the big leagues. A couple of scoreless innings in relief. Does he get the next start? Uh-uh, says Craig Counsell. They're going to go with a guy that has earned it. Stick around. We'll hear manager Craig Counsell's comments. And Derrick Rose having a conversation with the Bucks. Is that the bigger story than the first place Brewers getting a win today? 7991250. I could just imagine what this young man's going to say. Brewer Mike, what do you say, Mike?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, first of all the people that are bashing Sparky about Bucks Talk, you guys go down the dial and listen to that station, okay? If it wasn't for Sparky, there would be no 1250, okay? Second of all, Tim Allen, okay?
Uh-oh.
Tim Allen and Sparky are 1250. So, you guys, if you're going to complain about Bucks Talk, go down the dial. They don't even talk about the Bucks anyway. Just get off the radio, okay?
Thanks for the compliments. We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, you know, I've been on your corner the whole time.
Guys. I know.
I mean,
appreciate
it's just crazy.
Yep.
As far as Derrick Rose, I could care less what Derrick Rose does. If the Bucks sign him, fine, whatever. Move on. This is Brewers, guys. This is we're almost in the middle of July, and we're still in first place. Okay. The reason why the crowds are small, guys, and Chuck said it this morning, Tim, is it costs a family of four about $200.
Well, there are deals out there. You just have to be a little more methodic in finding them.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. Yes, if you wanted to just decide on the spur of the moment and say, hey, let's go check out the Brewers game tonight, yeah, maybe you're going to pay full gate. But I think if you plan and take a look at some of the deals out there, Mike, you know that there are definite deals to be had. How much is it for a ticket up top? I mean, in the lows level.
$20 in the upper
terrace.
Level.
I'm sorry, terrace level.
And Sparky, you know this. I mean, the Brewers do go out of their way to, you know, take care of the fans. The thing that I'd like to see them do is instead of charging us a premium, that, you know, the state of Wisconsin a premium for Cub games, charge the people with Chicago and St. Louis.
It's not
the people in Wisconsin.
It's tough to track down where they buy their tickets.
Credit card, Tim. I mean,
okay.
They got their ID.
I got you,
I mean,
Mike.
That's how you get it. And one other thing that really, and I'm not being negative about the Brewers, but this kind of irked me, and I talked to him yesterday about it. Excuse me. Is Juan Nieves, okay? What did Juan Nieves do back in '87?
Threw a no-hitter.
Only no-hitter, mm-hmm. Okay? There has been no mention this year. I mean, it's the 30th anniversary of Juan Nieves' no-hitter.
Well, that's true.
I mean, the gentleman was here for 3 days. What did the Brewers do? They did absolutely nothing to this guy. And I said something to Juan yesterday, and he was real kind of like, you know, hey, you know, he's not going to say, well, you know, they're screwing me or whatever. But he just said, hey, it is what it is. But, I mean, he was a gentleman about it. But the Brewers kind of dropped the ball on that, guys. Anyway, hey,
Thank you, Mike.
Remember, 1250. It's Sparky and Tim Allen and the story. Go down the dial and listen to whoever. Well, all right, later.
Okay, thanks, Mike. I didn't realize that. Maybe I dropped the ball on that. That's something I should be all over, right? A Juan Nieves 30th anniversary of...
That he's coaching for another team.
So what? That was back in, let's see, April of 87.
They talked about it on the broadcast when it was the anniversary.
Yeah, they did, but maybe it should have been a commemorative pin.
Oh, Lord. Didn't they already do that?
I'm sure
I think
did.
I have it.
Do you have it?
A commemorative Juan Nieves no-hit pin from like 10 years ago or something.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
799-1250, still to come. Craig Council, you want to squeeze in one more or no? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do it.
Tim Tommy? In New Berlin. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you doing?
What's happening?
Awesome. Hey, long-time listener, 10-plus years, and I have to echo Mike, Brewer Mike Sedemus. 1250 is the bomb. Sparky, you know, as a listener, listening to you for the past 10, 12, 13 years, you're the hardest working guy in the industry and the shows.
Thank you.
No, absolutely. Take notice on it. Timmy, I know you're right there behind him. So,
yep.
Or actually, I should say right aside of him. So, but yeah.
I'll be behind him. That's all right. That's all right.
Hey, so hey, I guess my point is I want to talk about the Brewers and just I hear these people saying, you know what, we're not going to get emotionally invested in the team until August, September, and kind of see where they're at. You know what, I was emotionally invested in this team April 3rd game opener against Colorado. Okay, and you know what, guys? Maybe this team is good. Maybe they're good. You know, I mean, they, you know, I mean, do you ever think of that? Maybe they have talent. They're the talented, you know, at this level, they're talented. Every team's talented. But you know what? There's a unique chemistry with this team.
That is for sure, Tim. There's no question about it. There absolutely is a chemistry that is unique to a lot of teams. Some teams have it. I mean, let's face it. You get the mojo going, but you're right on the money. There is a unique chemistry here.
And you know what the beautiful thing is that it wasn't expected this year. We didn't expect this. I mean, these guys are all kind of new to Milwaukee and, you know, new together. And it's so special to go out to the ballpark and watch these guys play. And I really have to tell the fans, go out to watch them play. You know, you want to see something special, watch Arcia eat him up at short every night. It's incredible.
He's amazing.
And his bat has been on fire.
Tim, thanks for the nice words, all right? All right, 799-1250. We'll get a sports flash here. You look up and down those numbers, and if you were with us an hour and a half ago or so, when was the last time you could look at numbers, just the batting average alone? I get that it's more to it than that, on-base percentage, OPS, et cetera. When's the last time you looked at batting averages like this up and down that lineup? Stevie, you and I years ago would look up at Rami, you were involved too, look up and down that lineup, and I'd just be losing my mind. 242, 239, 239, 252. Oh, there's one, 268. Way to go. These guys here, it's 276, 281, 294.
I mean, if you look at this, so if Sogard was in the lineup instead of VR, which is how it should be, if he's in there, he's right around 300, even though he's, you know, come back a little bit, but he's right around 300, right? Santana's at 281. Braun is not going to hit 264 all year, so he's going to end up right around 290 or somewhere in that area. Shaw will probably maintain. He's at 294. Then Aguilar should be over Thames. He's at 277. Pena's at 295. He hasn't shown any signs of cooling off anytime soon. Arcia's at 295.
Jeez,
I mean, you're going to have a bunch of guys right around 280, 290 that should be everyday players if Thames and VR get out of there for the other two guys.
You're right. It's Coles. Needs some credit on this,
no
too.
No question.
There definitely is a plan.
He's done
and
a great job.
Yeah, without question. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, as Postgame meets the Wendy's Big Show today here after a Brewers 8-1 victory on the Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes post-game update as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by WeatherTech Windows and Doors. Receive 50% off qualifying installations with no money down. Visit weather-tek.com for info. This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
And the Brewers get an 8-1 victory, a runaway win. That was nice after a runaway loss yesterday, but they bounce right back. They've shown the ability to do that all season long. They get one today in large part to an 8 spot, 4 in the first inning, and then they get it done with Brent Suter. How about him? What if they find that this little crafty lefty is going to stay competitive here for several starts?
Well, it's huge if he can do that, because that means Blazek can stay in the pen. And if Blazek can continue to pitch well, then you have Blazek that can give you two innings and Hader that can give you two innings to set up your guy Barnes that you like.
Yep.
And Corey Knebel. I feel much better about the bullpen if it goes this way.
Well, and that's why it was a brilliant move to bring up Blazek. In case Suter blew up on you today, then Blazek gets the next start. And if not, then he stays in that pen, as you said, to improve the pen.
Right.
I think it's a great move. It's a win-win. But Suter, it would be nice to hold up his end of the bargain here through another start. Will he get one? Craig Counsell coming up. He has a comment on that. But let's hear from Brent Suter, who got the victory today. Six innings of one-run ball. It was unearned.
It was really cool. Like I said, yesterday was my first start in Miller Park. A lot of cool emotions going on, a chance to pick up the team, maybe eat some innings for the bullpen. And I was very fortunate. I was able to come through and give us six innings today, and just very grateful. It was a beautiful day. Our hitters gave us a seven-run cushion early, so it was just a dream come true.
Do you know going into the game how deep you might be able to go, how many pitches you might be able to throw?
Counts pretty much just told me you're gonna go out there until you show fatigue, and then I'm gonna take you out. So I guess I didn't show too much fatigue or something, but I felt good the whole time. I was surprised. I was running around the bases a little bit, and my legs stayed under me, my arms stayed with me. So it was uh, really, really cool. Very grateful.
It seemed like you really had great command of the outside part of the plate today.
Yeah, I was really doing a good job of Xing on the arm side of the plate. My changeup was fading particularly well today, and then my cutter was cutting late, so that made a good combo against the hitters, and that's a good lineup over there. And my goodness, we had some great plays over HP, had some great plays at third base, so just a great day.
I bet you driving in a guy from first base with an infield single.
Yeah, did they count that as an RBI?
No.
Oh, okay.
you can still go Bobby.
It's in my book, it is an RBI. But, Arcia, that was incredible. I was telling the guys I was standing on second base, just jumping around like a little kid, you know, just watching him do it. It was, what a pickle. How he scored on that was incredible. Yeah.
He seems to do kind of amazing things in general, doesn't he?
Yeah, pretty much every day. Yeah, every day he does something that you're just like, oh my goodness. And he's hitting the schnikes out of the ball, so it's great to see.
You said you were pitching again Saturday in New York. What do you think of that?
Awesome. I didn't know that. That's good news. I'm very excited. It's good news.
Maybe you can, like, keep that spot for a while?
Hey, that'd be incredible. But you know, I'm just going to take it one day at a time, try to get as prepared as I can for the next start, starting right now. So, yeah, very grateful, and it was just incredible.
We don't usually get to see you bat because you're pitching in relief. Mm-hmm. So Jurassic Park's that's your song, huh?
Yeah, Mike came up to me last year because he saw the dub smash. I was like the raptor because I kind of run like a raptor, and he said, "What do you think about a Jurassic Park theme song?" And I was like, "Shoot, go for it!" And so it was kind of in splices last year with the coming out of relief, but today I was able to play full bore, so it's fun.
Did you keep the crackers as part of the routine? Is that
no, I didn't eat any wheat thins today. No wheat thins today.
You guys are usually superstitious about that.
Though. Yeah, I guess you're right. But
what'd you go with instead?
You know, I went with fruit, oatmeal, no real like processed carbs today. It was all clean carbs, I guess. So. Yeah, boring.
Did you miss the Bachelor or did you catch the Bachelor?
I missed him. My wife got a picture with him, but I thought I saw him across the field as I was warming up. I was like, that guy looks like it could be the dude, Nick, but never got to meet him.
All right, there he is, Brent Suter. Got the victory today, and let's see here from Michael Blazek back for his season debut today, called up from AAA. Here's Michael Blazek, two scoreless innings in this ball game.
Counts is big on getting guys right in. Are you glad, you know, instead of sitting on it for a few days?
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. But like I said, today was going to be my start day down there anyway, so I kind of had that mindset of being ready to go. Just like it was my day to pitch, so my body and my mind was prepared and ready to pitch like if I was going to start. So I think that helped a lot, too. I was fresh. 100% felt really good, and especially getting in there the first day is nice.
You've seen Brent a lot, you know, because he's been up and down a lot. How does he do it? Do you guys talk about how he does it?
It's incredible, man. I mean, it's tough to see it too much from the bullpen down here, but when I was down there and he was there and just watching it from the side and actually being that close, sometimes I had to chart him, and it's I don't know how to explain it. It's just he makes guys look funny up there, that's for sure.
He's still an 85, 86, 87.
Yeah, I mean, buy him too. It's not like they're on it. They can't time it. So it's fun to watch.
He's a true pitcher, isn't he?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. He's a good dude, man. He threw the ball really well today. That was big to get us, you know, deep in a game like that, save the bullpen, you know.
There's Michael Blazek. He is back in the bigs. And prior to that, Brent Suter. Couple of pitchers that pitched in an 8-1 victory today. That's Inside the Clubhouse, brought to you by WeatherTech Windows and Doors. Receive 50% off qualifying offers. Get all the details at weather-tek.com. Craig Counsell coming up. Who will start in place of Chase Anderson next time around? He'll have that info for you. And right now, Sight and Sound Solutions.
That's right, Timmy. Sight and Sound Solutions in Waukesha. Al is the guy to call if you want to get hooked up with a great package right now. 2-year contract, $99 a month. Now, you can get a different package than what I tell you on the radio, but this is your best deal. $99 a month, 2-year deal. AT&T home phone, AT&T internet, DirecTV. That includes the Choice package, which comes with Fox Sports Wisconsin. Watch your favorite team play on, obviously. You also get their DVR, their Genie. 1,000 hours of recording space, 5 shows recording at one time. It's a beautiful thing. I use it all the time. Plus, you also get the NFL Sunday ticket for free this upcoming football season, plus a free HD TV or a $100 Visa gift card, plus free Summerfest tickets or free State Fair tickets, your choice. And next day installation of your DirecTV, pending, you know, weather and so forth. Call them today, 262-510-2725. $99 a month, two-year contract. It's awesome. I have it. I love it. Rami has it. He loves it. Baby Tausch has it. He loves it. We all love it. Call them today, 262-510-2725. Sight and Sound Solutions in Waukesha. When you get the voice prompt, hit one. Al or one of his associates will answer, and you'll...
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. The Scoop from the Skipper, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in six junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, nice big crowd at Miller Park today. 36,000 plus for an 8-1 victory. Brewers take game one of a three-game set over the Orioles. And now this might perk you up a little bit. We've been talking a little Derrick Rose and the Milwaukee Bucks, as well as Brewers today. How about we throw in hockey? We did mention Packers a little bit there, too. How about we throw in hockey? Admiral season tickets for the 17-18 season on sale right now. Head to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com for all the details. I believe, and I don't know if you should quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure you only need to put $50 down and you can take the rest of the summer to pay for it. That seems like a good deal to me. So check that out. MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Craig Counsell is going to announce the next time Chase Anderson will miss a start. It will be. Will it be Brent Suter? Well, it may not be Michael Blazek, although he's lined up having pitched today. Let's find out. Counts has got to be pretty pleased with the bounce back win today.
Suter did his job, that's for sure, and pitched very, very well. They were, you know, like he does well. He makes hitters uncomfortable, and I thought he executed outstanding today. You know, he changed, you know, up and down. He was really good. I thought his changeup was effective today, but he was really good. You know, kind of changing eye levels constantly and changing speeds constantly. So he pitched outstanding.
He seems like the kind of guy, Craig, who's really good at kind of going with the flow. Like that start in St. Louis where he had no notice and he gave you what you needed there pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, he's talked about, you know, before the season, I think when he was called up the first time and sent back down, that he was going to have to kind of take the mindset this year that I just got to be ready for anything. And I think it's a testament to, you know, you put your mind to something and put your mind, that's where your frame of mind is going to be, then you can handle what's ahead of you. And he's done a nice job of that, of putting himself in the place where I got to roll with it. Suitcase is going to have to stay packed this year. They're going to ask me to do different things, both in AAA and in the big leagues. And it's valuable to have a player that, you know, obviously takes that mindset, but one, and then two, then that can succeed in those different roles. You know, I mean, I think it's been a month since he's thrown that many pitches, and he's been in short stints for the past, you know, 3 weeks, really. So to go out there and, you know, 97 pitches, it's pretty darn good.
Are you going to stay TBA for Yankee Stadium?
He's going to start. He's going to take the next start, yeah. I mean, barring something else happening, yes.
Well, Arcia kind of turned in the base running equivalent of some of his defensive plays.
He did. That's exactly right. He is an outstanding base runner, and he is he does have good instincts. And I thought just going to third was a great play, and the slide ended up taking him, you know, off the bag. And then, I mean, it was really heads up. He had no other option other than to keep going. And then the craziness kind of ensued.
All right, there is Craig Counsell after the Brewers' 8-1 victory, 45-40 through 85, first place, NL Central. This was fun. I missed Gary in here today. Where's he at?
He's off. He's got a lot of family in town.
He just took off to avoid you.
Okay. That's not true.
Okay, well, I miss him.
Well, that's I'm just I telling you the truth. I mean, truth sucks, true. But that's what it was.
Thanks to our crew at Miller Park.
Yeah, but that's not why he took the day off.
Well, we'll take it up on Thursday when we're all in here.
If he's here.
Okay. For Mike Clemens, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Rami Makhlouf, my name is Tim Allen. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon
after the ball game.
No kidding.
Tomorrow, get it.
Come
take
on, Derrick Rose.
Series and smile, Milwaukee. The world will
smile back.
Shut
up.